Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, we're here in Phoenix. It's podcast number 9.
10.
I think it's number 9.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
10?
No. Yeah, 10.
All right, whatever.
Sure.
19.
Yeah, sure.
Just call it 19. You're always right, Tim. So we're here in Phoenix. We live in a house. It's a work trip. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us here. Rami, Gary, Billy, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And it's get to know Rami.
Are we doing this right here, right now?
Yeah.
Because there is nowhere for me to sit down. Am I just going to stand here?
Can you not grab a chair?
You can sit in here.
All we talk about is how you lift the big boy weights. You
can't.
Yeah, come up on the couch.
No, I've done enough bad radio today. Fuck.
Just wait.
All right.
No, seriously, I had a rough day. You ever have a rough day, Rami?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Hated it. All right, so get to know Rami. Rami, we all know the story of how you got in and on and worked with us on the post game and
sure.
all that. And
yes.
got to the big show and lead host. And I will say this to you. Lead host, I think there's more pressure on a lead host in radio than anyone else in that room.
I would agree.
And so you've come a long way and done a nice job.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, and lost all the weight and all that nonsense. But let's go back to him in high school. First, Billy, what do you think he was in high school?
Weight-wise?
No, just what
type.
Oh,
like, who he was.
Yeah. What type of kid?
Oh, Rami was definitely the dude, like, hung out with the skater crowd, but wasn't a skater. Right. Kind of just like did his own thing. Was all the oh dude, fuck school, man. I don't need any of this. I'm Rami. I'm the coolest dude in this place. And he was always him and I were similar. As he was definitely like the dude clowning around the most in the classroom. Clown. I can tell that.
Yes.
But I mean, he'll tell you that because I do stand up comedy. And
I'm so cool.
Yeah, you know,
I love fish.
Did you bring like? Because you were a '90s kid, right?
Yeah.
So did you have the fucking boombox that you just like walked down the hallways
boom
with?
Boombox was like '80s. It might have snuck into the early '90s, but boomboxes weren't really a thing when I was in high school so much.
What do you think, Tim? What do you think he was?
I'm gonna say that yeah, he was the knucklehead. You know, I don't know, shooting spitballs or whatever.
I was a little more creative than that, but I was definitely the class clown for sure.
Or like the kid that hung out with all the athletes but wasn't the athlete.
Well, I played football up until my junior year in high school.
Okay.
And have you seen the movie Dazed and Confused? Where like half the football team quits because they'd rather party. Essentially,
that was it.
That was what played out at my high school.
Yes. So, what kind of partying was going on? Just the typical
high school,
yeah.
Parties. You know,
right.
Parents were out of town or
you
found somebody's basement.
I'm thinking there was a select pocket of or a group of kids that you hung out with.
Yeah, I had my clique. There was 5 or 6 of us in the clique, but I mean, we were.
There's nobody fresher than your motherfucking clique.
Yes.
Let me guess. Another rap song.
That's a Big Sean song.
Yeah. All right. I'm learning about rap here out in Phoenix.
Rami used to rap.
That might be why I had a rough day at work.
Can you pull up an instrumental for us?
Khalid. Khalid, I've been exposed.
Khalid.
Yeah. I've been exposed.
Well, there's Khaled. There's DJ Khaled or Khaled, and then there's Khalid.
Okay. Yes. This is Khalid.
Not to convince you. Yes.
Khalid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lil Wayne and Lil Bow Wow and all the
I'm
littles.
Not really into Lil Wayne or Bow Wow.
No.
No.
Okay.
Neither
all right, so
the Lils.
So you graduated, you talk on the air a lot about not being that academically on par.
Superior.
Well, yeah. No, my freshman year in high school, I finished the year with a .08 GPA. Not a .8, a .08. 3.0 average, yes.
Ooh.
Okay. A lot of high school. I mean, a lot of summer school.
How did you graduate then?
What do you? I got my shit together.
Hold on.
Huh?
Let's backtrack here. Okay, so you're a freshman in high school.
Yes.
How on earth do you manage to get a 0.08? You don't have a car, so you really can't leave. We know your big ass wasn't walking anywhere to go get food. So what the fuck were you doing?
I had an older brother who did have a car. And I, like, my freshman year in high school, I ran with my older brother and his friends, and they were doing things.
Bad influence.
Yeah. Essentially, yes. Yeah. And
checking out the nature pod.
I wasn't really given that much of a shit about school my freshman year in high school. So I graduated with a 2.9 because when you retake a class, your grade replaces whatever your failing grade in that class when they calculate your GPA.
That's ridiculous.
So I graduated.
So you just get to redo it with no effect on your GPA.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. I graduated with a 2.9.
What's bull?
Yeah. Thanks.
I would have fucked around a lot more.
All right, so then were you like a ladies' man?
No, I was never good with the ladies. Never.
Can you give us your best pickup line? Like, how did you get?
I mean, you got
yourself a gem over there. How do you pick up girls?
She slid into
the
DMs. She slid into the DMs. My problem, not just with women, but my problem just in socializing in general is getting an in, is just breaking the ice. I feel like I'm a pretty good conversationalist once the conversation starts.
Right.
I just don't know how to start a conversation with a total fucking stranger. I've never known how to do that my entire life, ever.
Well, so. Not well, apparently now you've gotten a little bit better.
I was
gonna
say that's a good thing.
But you gotta have staying. You have to have staying power though now.
Yes.
And that's a different ballgame.
Absolutely. Yeah. Keeping it fresh, keeping it exciting, keeping it spicy.
All right, so just very briefly, I know you got a bone to pick with us.
Yes. Real quick, go back to high school because you guys brought up the whole thing about me being homecoming king, runner up, and the stunt that I did to do it.
Oh yeah. Okay. Give me this fucking recorder. So this guy brags on the radio about running a campaign to become a homecoming king.
Yes.
That sounds like a loser.
And I can see why you would say that. But here's what happened. Like I said, it was like Dazed and Confused. A bunch of us quit. The football team.
Anyone seen that shitty movie?
Plenty of people have seen that shitty movie. So a bunch of us quit the football team because we'd rather party. And every year, the homecoming king was a kid from the football team. So a bunch of us decided that one of us was going to be homecoming king instead of somebody on the football team. And
Could you do both?
Do what?
Party and play?
No, our coach was a dick. He wasn't having it.
I
wasn't that good at football, so I'd rather just dedicate my time to partying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Essentially, yes. Okay. But a bunch of kids who were good at football also quit. A lot of us quit the football team, and we decided that. And I was well liked across the board throughout cliques. I was well liked, so they picked me. I was picked. And it was all a joke.
You were picked to click.
I was picked to click, yes. It was all a joke, the whole thing. We got a Burger King crown, and I put that on. I tied a blanket around my neck, and we would walk around the stadium during football games with a megaphone and signs and say, "Vote Robbie for homecoming king." It's a total joke.
How messed up were you for those games?
I was not... yeah.
Statute of limitations is gone. It's way gone. So again, this podcast is here in Phoenix.
And then I ended up runner-up.
Phoenix in the house.
So you lost?
I lost. Yeah, I ended up runner-up to guess what? The running back of the football team, who was the coach's son. Yeah.
Amazing.
And last I heard, he was literally living in a tree. Like, he turned into a hippie after he graduated high school.
So kid loses and he's still salty about it.
No, he was a good dude. He was actually a friend of mine, like, going back to grade school. I had no beef with him, but...
Most people sit on a couch and they find, someone left their phone here, or someone left their wallet. And you travel with Billy, who's over here on the couch. This is what falls out of his pockets.
A pack of Starburst. That doesn't fucking surprise me at all. Not even a little bit.
Is my candy bar still there on the
couch? Okay, Lady Jane, come here. Casey Mabel. Come here, real quick.
She becomes Lady Jane.
Real quick. Keep it sort of clean, but you're all right. So we're getting to know Rami. Mm-hmm. In terms of the...
are you going to tell people
the
who
thing
you're talking
that
to?
Matters? Yeah, this is Rami's girlfriend, Casey Mabel. in terms of down there...
Yes.
Would you say he's above average, average, or slightly below, but knows how to use it?
This is for public consumption.
Above average, given his weird body proportions.
Is it all bent out of shape?
No, it's because he's short and he just it's above average. Just leave it there.
Okay, all right. Well,
I told you he's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, you know who says I'm a grower, not a shower? Guys with a small dick.
Okay, that's got a little dick.
Now, the one question that I have, Rami, what are you? Peruvian or
Palestinian?
Palestinian.
Yeah,
okay.
On the other side of the globe. Don't worry.
So he's Palestinian. Now, what I was wondering.
And an eighth Italian.
Are they
cut up?
Yeah. Are they wearing a cutoff or are they got like the full hoodie up?
Oh no! It's clean.
Yeah, I'm circumcised. It's a fucking podcast. Why are you dancing around it?
Well,
I'm circumcised.
Just
I said,
asking,
I said
dude.
It's clean. That means it's clean.
Dude, it's 2018. You can't ask a girl about a dick.
I think you just did.
I think you might have.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You both just did.
1 to 10.
All right, Rami's turn.
1 to 10 in bed. Rami Makwa.
8 and a consistent 8.
I don't buy it.
Yeah.
No,
you're lying.
No, it means it's about a 6.
No.
Because the significant other
average.
Always
no
bumps it up 2.
No, supplying here. Like, it's a consistent 8. Like, it'd be 8, 8, 8, 8. Sometimes you get a spike with a 9, 10. You know, just...
There's no... All right, Rami.
You have no idea.
Hold on, Rami.
I work out every day. What Rami, are you doing that for?
Rami.
Yes.
Rami.
Yes.
You gotta tighten the bolts.
Dude, you're my boy, right? You know that.
What?
You're my boy.
Uh-huh.
I hate to say it, man. I know you're not laying it down like that.
Okay. I mean, I don't need to prove it to you. What do I give a... What do I give a... What do I give a fuck if you believe? I don't care.
Right.
Your boy's laying it down like that? Yeah, I heard him other night, cuz.
Really? Hey, I didn't come here to live in the porn house.
I had my head in a pillow.
Oh, man.
And he still heard it.
This day is just getting worse.
Yeah, how much bad radio have you done now, Jeff?
How long have we been on? 15 minutes.
We've been on for 12 minutes and 43 seconds.
More of bad radio today for me. So, Rami, now you move on to comedy, and that's really cool. And
yes.
I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Proud of you for the girlfriend.
Appreciate it.
Not proud of you for being in radio this long.
What?
Proud of you for lead hosting this long.
Oh, okay.
Which is a tough nut to crack. So I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Now, what's next for Rami Makwa?
What do you mean, what's next? In terms of what?
Career.
I mean, I don't know. Let's see what presents itself. I love working on the big show.
Need a raise?
Yes, of course. Don't we all?
Are you upset that you don't get raises?
To a degree, yeah. Aren't we all?
Well, you're Asian.
I get raises.
Well, I do.
I'm kidding.
I do. I mean, we all get an annual raise. I don't think it's enough, but we all get an annual raise.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay. Not all of us.
Okay. I get an annual raise.
So... At work, there's relationship issues.
What do you mean? What relationship issues?
With us colleagues.
Uh-huh. Yep. I don't have relationship issues with any colleagues.
I think you do.
I don't.
You're a liar.
No, shit.
You're a liar.
No, this goes back to what you and Bart were talking about a few weeks ago. I just don't... See, you guys think that you have to like or dislike... Everybody in the building.
So are we going to lead into the bitch that you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I either... As For the most part, everybody in that building, not just people on our station, I either like them or I just don't give a shit. I'm totally indifferent. I don't have to have strong feelings for anybody. And you and Bart are just so sensitive and needy and emotional, man. You want everybody in the building to know who the fuck you are. You think everybody on the station needs to be best friends and we all got to go on a trip together? Who gives a shit? I get along with Gary. I get along with Sparky. I get along with Leroy. I get along with whoever is producing the show that day. And that's all that fucking should matter. What does it matter if I'm friends with Chuck or Bart or Bill or Joe or anybody else? I'm friends with you. I'm friends with Tim. I'm friends with Bill because I've worked with you guys. I've traveled with you guys. And great. Great, we don't all have to be buddy-buddy in a big, happy fucking family to be a successful radio station. Even if I didn't like somebody. So let's say, because everybody thinks there's this thing between me and Chuck. I got really no feelings about Chuck at all, because I barely ever see the dude. He's out of the building by the time I get there. But even if I did have some sort of beef with Chuck Freeman, that doesn't mean that I can't appreciate if he did some good radio on the morning and recognize it or replay it in the afternoon.
How many times have you done that?
Often. Often.
Okay, good.
If they have good interviews, we'll play them back on the big show. But I don't really... and you, Tim, you told that story about walking down the hall and some kid asked if you needed help or something, and you were offended that he didn't know who you were?
No.
Who gives a shit if he knows who you are? Who gives a fuck? Why do you need everybody to know who you are? Why should he know who Tim Allen is? Fuck Tim Allen. He doesn't work with you. He doesn't work with you.
So what you're saying is there are individuals you don't like. You know what? I would ask you this, though, before I get to that.
Okay.
I would ask you this. You do root for all of us, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
I want the station to be successful. The more successful the station is, the more successful I am.
Right, and yeah. would you like to see some free agents brought in?
I don't care. That's above my head, man. I never wanted to be in
management.
No,
yeah, that was real.
I never wanted to be in management because I never wanted to have to make those decisions or even think about making those decisions. I want to show up every day, talk about sports for 4 hours, and leave.
That's crazy.
Wow. Well, don't let the secret out, Rami. It's so damn easy.
I mean, a little bit more goes into it than that, but that was the goal. When I got into sports talk radio, was to talk about sports on air every day, not have to worry about hiring and firing and directing promos and when I'm going to schedule this or when I'm going to schedule that. That's not fun. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to get paid to have fun. All that stuff you're talking about ain't fun.
No, I've done it before.
I know.
Well, it can be nerdy fun if you like radio.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I just want to watch sports, talk about sports, and get paid to do it. I don't concern myself.
Lofty career goals. I like it.
I don't concern myself with adding free agents or firing or hiring or moving this guy to that time slot or that guy to that time slot. Players play, coaches coach. Let Tom Parker do his job. I don't give a fuck.
Talking shop here in Phoenix. On a work trip. You all right, Gary?
Yeah, that's my boy.
All of a sudden, he's your boy now.
He is.
When he does something good, he's his boy.
All that. Yep.
When he fucks up, it's he's your boy.
Yeah, yeah. You got 60% of that.
I got 60%.
I got the other 40.
You take the 40.
Yeah, because if it's a major fuck up, it's on you.
Of course, they're my boys. Right. And then when they do something good, win an award, and hey, how do you like my boys, Timmy? So we didn't get to what's next. I mean, bigger markets, comedy,
marriage,
kids.
What?
What?
Well, what's next?
As far as radio, like I said, I'm happy on the big show. We'll see if bigger and better things present themselves. That would be something I'd have to consider. I'd be lying if I sat here and said it wasn't. As far as comedy goes, I'd like to take that as far as I can take it. The goal is eventually to make enough money doing one of those that I don't necessarily have to do the other. Not that I wouldn't, because I love doing both, but the goal is to have that choice, to have that freedom to do one or the other and make enough money doing it. Because it's a grind, man. It's burning candles at both ends doing stand-up comedy
a few nights a week, depending on how busy I am with it. And then I know people think, like I just said, that we just show up and talk for sports for 4 hours every day. But a little bit more prep goes into it than that.
Yeah.
So it can be a hectic schedule at times. So I'd like to do one and not the other as I get older and I get more tired. And I have less time on my hands, but...
Well, do what all good comedians do. Just do drugs.
We'll see what...
Tim knows he's a guitar player. He's experienced.
But I don't...
How do you think I got good at guitar? Because at 15, I sat around smoking weed and didn't want to go to school. No, I'm absolutely kidding.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
No,
you're not at all.
No. I am.
A big part of the reason that I think I'm any good at stand-up comedy is because of the friends I had in high school, and they're my friends to this day, because we'd sit in my buddy's basement and sit in a cloudy circle and just torch each other, just rip on each other.
Everything,
right. Literally an hour, if not 2 or 3 hours. And now I'm pretty good at doing comedy roasts because of that. I think I have a little bit of my quickness, my wit, I think comes from having those friends and that essentially being our hobby. So I don't think you're far off when you say that. But as far as what's next, I don't believe in setting limits, Tim. I don't think that eventually getting a Netflix special is something that's out of the realm of possibility. I think big. I don't think small.
Who cleans your house?
We split the duties. I'm the dishwasher. I'm not going to lie about that. But as far as like cleaning, like mopping, dusting, vacuuming, blah, 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 cleaning the bathtub, the toilet, her and I, it's about a 50-50 split.
You buy that?
I do the laundry, though.
She does laundry.
Okay. Yes. No, because I'm not buying that at all.
I don't have a washing machine at my house, so she takes it to her parents' house and does the laundry.
Yes. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So where do your parents live, Casey? Interesting. And you're living with this clown?
All right.
Awesome.
There we go.
We're
hey, we got a job for you doing updates on the postcard.
We're hoping we don't come home to squirrels that have gotten in through the attic that are currently trapped in the attic.
Yeah, I know. Rami told me that story the other day. That's really screwed up.
Yeah, I got squirrels really in my crawl space.
Keep going home because I'm going to be the first one coming home from this trip. And if I walk in the door, and there's...
The dog will be home before you. Well, he'll catch the squirrels.
Still.
Okay.
Well, like, you can hear them scratching and cooing.
Just shoot them?
Yeah, probably not a good time to start firing a weapon these days. Probably not.
Not an AR-15, but I'm just saying.
He's got a lot of squirrels.
Grab your You gotta cover as much ground as you can.
You're supposed to be able to like drown them if you put like a plank into a bucket.
Oh, geez.
I'm not drowning squirrels.
Right now we can't get him.
I played in that band.
He's the next coming of Hitler. Are you drowning squirrels?
Of the soggy squirrel carcass.
Yeah.
Who's on dead squirrel duty?
Just do what any good radio guy does.
Like when we would catch mice, he was on dead mice duty. Or when like they had to kill a rat in our house when I was a kid. Like we got him from Florida with a broom, and he was on dead rat duty. So what? You just do what you gotta do, man.
No, I'm not fucking with
you. Yeah, sack it up. Gotta do, man. Okay.
Sack it up.
Okay. I'm gonna get a pest control sponsorship. And
I was gonna say,
house.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, this podcast will help you out a little bit.
You think so?
I think maybe.
All right, good.
Yeah. So we'll end on this. I asked Bart the same thing. Of the fan staff members, who is odds on favorite for the next guy to be arrested?
That's a good question.
You just go through them. I know this guy over here.
Baby Tausch?
No.
Oh, Gary?
The other one over there.
No, it's not Gary.
No. I'm just saying Gary would be the long shot.
Yeah, Gary definitely has the longest odds.
He's responsible enough.
And honestly, to me, it comes down to the guy sitting to your left, Bill Baby Tausch Schmidt, or Jeff Orlowski. What are the two?
I'm going Orlowski.
You go Orlowski.
Yeah, if I got a vote, Orlowski.
It's one of the two.
He's about a 3-to-1 odds to be
the next one. Yeah, he ain't all the way there, dog.
No.
All right, and
maybe that says controlled substance written all over.
Over here, man.
Let me ask you this. Does Stevie doesn't like our podcast, does he?
I don't think he's ever listened to it. I don't think he likes the idea of it.
Yeah, he doesn't know what we're doing.
It's just being real. That's how. It's a different side of us.
I also think that Sparky doesn't recognize the popularity of podcasts in 2018.
No, Sparky does a podcast.
So. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, he does the podcast for whenever the play's coming.
Yeah,
to.
Behind the scenes with Sparky, I think.
You ever listen to that one?
Snowflake Hour?
Oh, it's beautiful.
I didn't say that.
Musicals, so there's no reason for me to listen to that.
So hold on. He does a podcast and talks about musicals?
Yeah, the ones that come to one of the theaters in town.
Oh, yeah.
And he has but cast not every. And...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's cool. Sure. That's fine.
Yeah, that's his thing. Go for
there,
it.
There's a market for
I
that.
I got no problem with that. Teach their own, man. Whatever makes you happy.
75 year old women living at the nursing home with Kevin.
Oh boy!
Just live and let live, Tim. That's what I live by, and I'm talking to you. Just live and let live. Stop being so needy and needing everybody to know who Tim Allen is.
Oh, here we go back to that.
right back to that. Whip it in reverse.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you host Milwaukee's only and best Brewers post game show. Everybody knows the franchise. I'm sure you go out to your bar gigs when you're doing the band thing. People come up to you and tell you how much they love the show. Isn't that enough? Do you need the kid in the hallway to know who the fuck Tim Allen is?
I was just playing a joke on the kid.
You were playing a joke on the kid because you thought he should know. You said that in the podcast. You said nobody explained to him who I am.
Nobody cares who you are.
Fuck you.
The point was.
Isn't that enough? You have a beautiful girlfriend
the point was
at home.
No communication.
She loves you. You love her. You have a son who's doing great big things. You have good friends. You have good family. You got everything a guy could ask for. You need the fucking kid in the hallway to know who you are. You need everybody to know who you are. Fuck you. Nobody maybe. Cares who you are.
Maybe I do.
That's the typical.
Maybe I do. Maybe I do. And I have a counseling session in the morning.
And no, we don't need to all be friends. You said you wanted us to go on a trip.
No, I just want like us to station root for each other.
No, you and Bart said that a station trip would benefit us all.
That's what we're on now.
No.
I was there. No, you said the whole station.
Yeah, that's off. I guess that's off because I said I'd never travel with Joe again.
Good.
I did, so I got to be fair about that.
I don't need to spend a weekend with all you morons. Just these morons are enough for me. This is good.
Okay.
I'd rather be on my couch.
See, so what happened here is that Gary witnessed this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I think he found out that it wasn't that harmful. So what are his chances of being on...
Oh, no, Gary's not doing this.
Get to Know Gary podcast.
Gary's not. No, he's over there shaking his head no right now.
No?
No, it's not happening.
Why?
Because I'm watching Instagram, because I ain't got time.
let me just end with this. Gary taught us a term tonight.
A term?
A phrase.
Okay.
That... Okay, so it was about cooking food.
Uh-huh.
And so a redeeming comment when you eat something good or something in the South.
Yeah, we eat something good, Tim.
And you say...
Boy, you sure put your foot off in that.
So let's say your mom cooked you something.
Boy, your mama sure put her foot off in that.
Your mama put her fucking foot off in that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means it's good.
that means
you're having second, third, and fourth.
Yeah, but where did it come from?
I don't know. Look it up in Ebonics, dog.
Your mama put her foot off in that.
Shit that black people say, man. Where's some shit today that black people say? That's it all the time, don't we?
What's that?
You know what I'm talking about. Hey, you know what the hell I'm talking about?
Huh? Hit the huh button.
The what?
When black folks say you know what I'm talking about. That's what Garen's saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Just like then, you know what the hell I'm talking about.
Even though you don't always.
Yeah. Well, for me, Gary, it'd be... Your mother put her foot off in that.
Her foot off in that.
Yes, yes. But
yeah,
but
that is so
but
white
you
like
but you say it.
Man, your mama sure put her motherfucking foot off in that.
Foot off in that.
All right, that's going to do it. Rami, thanks. We know you better.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Good night, everybody. Well, good morning, I should say.
It is good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.